Hi, everybody. Well, this day is finally here, and for me, it is a great joy to be talking with you as we begin our first week together here on God Is. Many of you have probably heard the conversation between Basil and myself here on WEZE as we promoted this program together. And now, you've taken some time out of what is likely a busy day for you to tune in. I'm really glad you're here, and I look forward to getting to know you better. At the end of each broadcast, Karen will be along to tell you how you can get in touch with me. She'll be giving you my personal email address. Please write. Plus, I'll be on all the social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I anticipate that as you write and I respond, we can develop a sense of community as together we learn who God is. Now, to begin our time, I want to share with you some convictions that I have about this broadcast. I hope that as I share these up front, you'll get to know me a little better. Today, I'll start with this. The Bible is my source for telling you who God is. The Bible will be my source for telling you who God is. You see, my perspective on who God is will be formed from within the pages of Scripture. The Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ, all 66 books of this Bible, tell us everything we need to know about God. There is no other revealing. Everything that God wants to communicate to us about who He is already contained in this one Bible. So I really want to encourage you to read along in the text with me, to measure, test, and evaluate what I say to make certain that it fits with what God is telling you about His own character from the Bible. Do not take my word for it. As I consider speaking to you about God, I want you to know that I'm humbled. Who am I that I should tell you who God is? Put another way, who am I that I should speak for the living God? How is it that I have any authority to say to you who God is? The truth is, I am no one special or great. I am only God's servant. The authority is not me. The authority is God. It is God as He speaks through the Bible, because the Bible is literally God telling us, all of us, about Himself. God reveals who He is through the Bible. Now, yes, you are going to hear my interpretation of what the Bible says about God, but then you will have to decide for yourself whether or not what you hear is true. But I'm not going to come to you each day with my opinion or my ideas for the nature and character of God outside of the context of the Word of God. So that what I say to you each Monday through Friday will be deeply rooted in the biblical text. You're going to constantly hear me talk about the authority and pure power of the Bible for our lives. I'll be directing you into the text every day. More than anything, I want listeners to God Is to know God. And to know God, you have to know the Bible, because the Bible tells you who God is. Anyone who attempts to tell you about God has to have an authoritative source outside of themselves, some authority beyond him or her, for why they say, this is who God is. Unless the person, him or herself, claims to be God. And there are a lot of people who think of themselves as gods. But if we say that we are not God, and that God is beyond us, and that God is outside of us, then don't we have to have some communication from that God, which tells us with authority who that God is? And by God, I mean any form of quote-unquote God. So if you're listening and you are a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu, what do you mean by God? Or if you're a person of no particular religion, who do you say God is? What is your source? How has this God communicated to you? I also ask those of you who claim to be Christian, because just because somebody says to me, I am a Christian, I believe in God, that tells me very little about what they actually know of God. You see, I want to be a person who's discerning of who I listen to and what I believe. So I probe for an authoritative source that's feeding anyone an interpretation of God as they define that being. Up front, I'm telling you what my source is for the God who I believe exists. My first conviction is this: the Bible is my source for telling you who God is. For me, there is no other true and reliable source for God. And here is my second conviction. We cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to us. We must be comfortable or grow to be accepting of the reality that God is a mysterious being. The only truth I can give you about God is the truth that God himself has revealed to you and me both in the Bible. I do not have to, nor do I have permission from God to say more or less than that. So there will be days when we are considering a passage of Scripture together, and you'll hear me say, I do not know. Or, while this does not make sense to me, I trust that God knows, and therefore I am comfortable and accepting that God said it, and that makes it true. Let me give you an example. On this broadcast, we will deal with the problem of suffering, but I'll only deal with that painful reality as the Bible deals with it. I do not come to you claiming to be smarter than sound and accurate Bible teachers who have come before me. God has not chosen me to share with him some sort of supernatural secret that only I know. Not at all. I believe there is much about suffering that is unknowable. The point I am making here is that I am okay with that. We cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to us. Get used to it. So thus far, I have the conviction that the Bible is my source for telling you who God is. And second, I cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to me. And you cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to you. We live with the mystery. As the Apostle Paul wrote, the mystery of Christ. Now that being said, God has chosen to reveal much of himself to us. This is what I think God does. He tells us what he thinks we need to know. He tells us only what he thinks we need to know. Let me put it to you this way. We're on a need-to-know basis. Well, this may bother you because you want to know everything. You might say, give it all to me, God. But it's really quite marvelous that we know anything at all about the living God. And this leads me to an important third conviction of mine. Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus Christ is man, so that Jesus teaches us everything we need to know about God and ourselves. Let me give that to you again. Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus Christ is man, so that Jesus teaches us everything we need to know about God and ourselves. As you listen to this broadcast, you'll hear a lot about Jesus. And the reason for this is that I believe with all my mind, heart, and will that God sent Jesus Christ into the world to live as a perfect human being, to die as a sacrifice for our sins, and to rise again, to resurrect from the dead, so that we who believe in him will also rise from the dead in the future and go to live with God forever and forever, eternity without end. Jesus is the only way to God, And so how we respond to Jesus is really what matters. How you respond to Jesus Christ is what matters. And here, let me take you to one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature." Hebrews 1, 3. In the context, he here is Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the radiance of his glory, God living on earth with men and women just like us, and the exact representation, an exact copy, God himself imprinted in human form, inhabiting the earth in earlier times, teaching us who God is. If you want to learn about God, look to Jesus. Read Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Do exactly what Jesus says to do. Do not do what Jesus says not to do. Jesus. We're going to hear a lot about him. Listening to God is because Jesus is God. Well, I trust my passion is coming through because I really do believe this, and I pray that you will too. Tomorrow, we're going to embark on this journey together, and there is no better place to start than at the beginning. We'll open to the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, and get started. But by way of response to what I've shared today, I invite you to write to me and tell me about God from your perspective. If you would, add your source for knowing God as you define God. Who do you say that God is? Where did you get your ideas from? I'll expect your note, and then I hope that you'll join me tomorrow as we continue to get underway in our conversation about who God is.